UpLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Thursday night edition. We're here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern time. All kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight, including, well,
food pyramids?
Food pyramids, health, your health, the government, etc. So we want to hear from you, though. If you want to take control of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature, anything goes, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, including a broadband version of the show, as well as the not-so-broadband version, for those of you still on dial-up. Everybody who's on the Internet can listen. We've got a stream just for you. And they're all free at freetalklive.com. Manwich, tell me about the food pyramid. I know you've been itching to get to this particular topic.
First, I want to tell you about the Free State Project.
Okay.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. I'm kind of excited about the Free State Project because today we got bumper stickers,
yeah,
and pamphlets for our local Free
little
State.
Trifold pamphlets.
Yeah, trifold pamphlets,
which are very nice.
Yeah, they are. They're professionally done.
Well, because I'm going to be going to a marijuana protest this weekend, and so that's why I wanted.
You're
to
protesting
have those.
Marijuana? That's good because it's not good for you.
No, we're not protesting marijuana. We're protesting the war on drugs in relation to marijuana.
Okay. Yeah, that's not good either. War on drugs is worse than the health effects of marijuana.
Yeah, the war on drugs.
That's why I'd like to see it legalized, because the war itself causes much more problems than the drug.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Not
we won't talk about that tonight, though.
Not a big not supporter right of the drug, personally. Yeah, I want to talk about the food pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government has released its new food pyramid. It's easier for people to use, and it's more tailored to individuals. And have you heard anything about this?
No. Is it the USDA that did it, though?
It is the USDA.
Okay.
So the food pyramid has changed a little bit. Instead of the four food groups, we have the five food groups.
Got it.
And basically, they took the meat and poultry stayed the same, meat and eggs and all that stuff stayed the same, and so did dairy. But now there's instead of fruits and vegetables, it's fruits and vegetables. And
So they split the two.
Yes.
I wonder why.
I guess there's a sixth one that gets minor mention. Mm-hmm. It's oils. So
that's like the junk food one, right? The junk food category?
It's not really a junk food category.
Didn't they used to have a junk food category?
They do now have they also have a junk food category, and it basically said that you should eat junk food in moderation.
Hmm.
So
okay.
Anyway, what I think is the food pyramid to me is just, it symbolizes everything that's wrong with American society as far as the government relationship to the people. What in the world are Americans looking to the government for to eat? I mean, why are we?
Well, because we're lazy. We don't take responsibility for our own lives.
Can you imagine Benjamin Franklin suggesting a food pyramid to the American people in 1776?
No,
I can't. I don't think that they would have accepted it. But now we've gotten to the point where, it's okay for the government to tell me what to eat and what the right thing. It's as though the companies and the people that make their living around nutrition, mm-hmm. their sway matters not. You know, whatever they say, doesn't matter. It's what the government says as far as the food pyramid goes.
Well,
Orwellian is it? Is this is what you should be eating daily, and this is how much you should be exercising. It's bizarre.
Well, I think it goes back to, first of all, the government has authority. I mean, it has people in uniforms, and they look authoritative in general. I mean, when you think of the government, and this isn't the way it should be, I'm just telling you how it is. People tend to defer to authority. I believe it was the Professor Skinner study that showed that people have a tendency to just defer to any authority figure, whether it be a government person in a uniform or a scientist in a white smock.
This is the one where where people were told to zap a guy in the next room.
That's correct. They were told to administer electric shocks
if they
answered the wrong way on a certain test, and they continued to administer the shocks beyond. Past the point where the man was no longer screaming.
Right.
Because
they could have possibly killed the man.
Right. Because the authority figure, the scientist in this case, continued to urge them to.
Now,
and it was a large percentage of people that continued to, a majority of people, I believe.
But the control group didn't have a scientist there urging people to do it, right?
Yeah, the other group had just another member. There was a group of people, a group of test subjects,
right.
And the group, there were two groups. There was the one with the scientist urging them to continue shocking, and then there was the one where it was just the group of people that was in the room, and it was just another, just a plant. They had a planted person, one who was in on the study and knew what was going on, and it was his job to encourage people to continue shocking the victim, but he was just a regular dude as far as everyone else thought.
So
they just thought he was another participant in the study.
It's a peer versus an authority figure.
Correct.
And basically people would execute this dude for answering the questions wrong if the authority figure was there.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There were very, very few who actually stopped at a certain point and refused to go on. And the reason for this is because it gives people an excuse. They have the excuse of, well, he told me to do it, which is exactly what the excuse that the SS used back in Nazi Germany in the Nuremberg trials. We were just following orders. You know, we burned the Jews because we follow orders. You know, that's what that mentality is. Well, I've been told what to do, and I've accepted the command, and therefore I have no responsibility for it. That's the mental process that goes into it, but it's completely wrong.
Yeah, it is.
The reason why
it didn't work for the Nazis in Nuremberg.
Well, the reason why it's completely wrong is because you accepted who to take the orders from.
Right.
If I accept and I say, Manwich, from this point on tonight, you will be my authority figure, and I'll do anything you tell me to.
That's a good move.
That basically means that you could tell me to go and kill my fiancé, and I go kill my fiancé. Well, so, Manwich told me to do it. No, that doesn't work.
Sometimes she brings me food here at the studio, yeah. So that's not going to happen.
That logic, though, does not work one bit, because I made the conscious choice to choose you as my authority figure. I could have chose the Studio Beast as my authority figure. I could have chose Ronald McDonald as my authority figure. But no, I chose you, or Hitler, or whoever it is that's giving bad orders. So it's on you. It was your decision to continue listening to these bad authority figures. And in this case, it's the American people saying, with the food pyramid, well, we're deferring to the United States government. They're big, they're powerful, they've got authority. They must know what it is that we should eat. Oh, I'm getting fat because I'm eating what the food pyramid said? Well, I'm just following orders.
Now, I generally agree with what the food pyramid says. What I disagree with is that the insidiousness.
I don't agree with it, and here's why. I think it's silly to suggest that all people are the same.
Well, the new
I think it's silly to suggest that all people must have the same intake of fruits versus vegetables versus proteins versus whatever the other categories are.
They err on the side of discretion as far as fruits and vegetables go, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
My point isn't with what they have to say. My point is the insidiousness of believing what they say. Oh, the government said that it's okay. Now, really, what they did was they took all the information from the nutritionists and, you know, they came up with a nice, you know, bland vanilla food pyramid, which is safe. It's safe. But the fact is, American people should be getting their information from nutritionists, not from the government. I mean, nutritionists have known this stuff all along. It's just we've now just come out with the new improved food pyramid that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, this information is not new. Now the food pyramid is separated into caloric intake. You really think that a 95-pound woman should take in the same amount as a 6'4", 220-pound linebacker guy? I guess he would be more of like a linebacker.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. The idea that you could tell everybody that they have to have a certain, you know, regimented amount of food or regimented amount of calories to put into their bodies, when it's very clear that in America, we're all different. There are some people that are more susceptible to getting fat from carbs than there are, you know, than others are. So how you can have just one pyramid, I don't get it. 800-259-9231 if you get a comment. 1-800-259-9231 is your show. Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And get interactive with us at the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, over 14,000 posts for you to surf around through, and hundreds of users interacting there. So be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free, and it's fun at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the food pyramid, the USDA new, brand spanking new food pyramid, which they've redesigned it. And I actually just dug it up here during the break so I could take a look at it, because I figured it was something I should, if I'm going to talk about it, I should probably look at it. And the suggestions seem reasonable, so I think you're right as far as the content of the pyramid. I mean, it does seem like a reasonable, some of these suggestions here. Eat a variety of fruit, choose fresh. Although I don't know, canned fruit? Does that really count as fruit?
Yeah, I think it counts as fruit. I don't think it's as good a choice as fresh fruit. But,
right.
I mean, if you can choose between canned fruit and Cheetos, choose the canned fruit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But it's like the government acts like you don't know that.
Mm.
I don't know.
Maybe some people don't. I don't know either.
I wonder. Are poor the fattest people in the world?
That's true. And you made the point, and by the way, Americans, aren't Americans the fattest people in the world? Just
they
in
are,
general?
But specifically if you type out our income brackets, the poorest of us
poor
are.
Poor you are, the fatter,
fatter
you are.
Poor. Which goes to show our poor aren't starving, but they are not eating the best things. They're certainly,
right.
to some extent, malnourished.
So your point here is that it's not necessarily the information is bad. It's that you don't like the kind of top-down, authoritative way in which it's delivered. Is that correct?
That's right.
Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amowich. Hello.
Well, I heard that was released in the news. They said there was more than one version. I think there were several versions of the food pyramid for different people,
different types
of people. They're
broke out for sizes and caloric intakes, that sort of thing. Yes,
I did not realize that.
That's correct.
So there's not just one pyramid for everybody like you were sort of alluding.
That's how it used to be. The point that we were sort of making on that is that the government now just figured out that there is, in 2005, we realized that,
people
see how far behind they are?
Well, when I grew up, it was 4-4-3-2. That's the formula for me and you. It was,
what's that?
It's the four food groups, 4-4-3-2, the formula for me and you. And I would say, I think you're supposed to eat like, and I can't remember this now. It was like four fruits and vegetables,
right.
Four from the bread group, three from the
dairy.
The dairy and
well, the point that you can't remember
the
it, the fact that you can't remember it, just shows how worthwhile.
Well, we're only
it was.
Talking about 25 years ago.
I disagree. I think he remembers it fine. He knows the rhyme and everything there.
Just have to think about it.
But they wouldn't call that an acceptable food pyramid now. Four fruits and vegetables would be way too low as far as the estimation.
Well, yeah, 5 to 9 a day is what they came up with over a decade ago, I think.
Right. Now, that was with what was then the new food pyramid, which broke out fruits and vegetables.
Well, but you have to understand, too, this comes from the same government that says monosodium glutamate is generally recognized as safe.
Safe, yes. It's one of the food groups, actually.
Yeah, I'm wondering, that's what I was going to ask you guys, is what's the recommended daily allowance on the chart there of excitotoxin, like
right.
aspartame.
They don't mention that stuff in here, Mike.
They don't mention aspartame? What about the red dye number 12? Because red dye 11 killed all the rats, right?
I thought it was red 2, actually.
I don't know. Red 2 was supposedly caused the hyperactivity in children back in the early 70s.
They can't get that red right, can they?
Well, yeah. That's why we're up to red dye number 63 or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
He's right.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in the food ingredients that's just kind of, you got to be like a chemist to figure out what you're eating. And I think that's one of the reasons why people might be fatter, because they're eating stuff that's designed to be cheap.
Right.
And it's designed to sit on the shelf for a year.
I think if you probably took a close look, and this is total hypothesis, you could cut me down, man, which if I'm wrong, but I think poor people tend to eat fast food more than people who are not.
I think that they want to spend less money, and that Mike's right that the longer it sits on the shelf, if you could get
the less nutrition is in it,
and the longer it lasts on the shelf, the less it costs to produce.
It's more of an industrial product. You know, cottonseed oil supposedly 80 years ago, and soybean oil, I think, was not considered fit for human consumption, but now it's in every freaking thing on the shelf.
I would have to say that is true about palm oil, too. I don't...
Fractionated palm oil. There's a lot of corrupted oils in our food. It's just permeated with it. And there's a saying among some of the alternative health crowd that the bread is dead.
Yeah.
The bread that's on the shelf does not have enzymes in it like it's supposed to have if you let it rise like 6-8 hours like it's supposed to. And you said something about canned food. I know that in pineapples, fresh pineapples have an enzyme that is not in canned pineapples, and it is thought to be one of the essential enzymes to help you digest food.
It's interesting.
I heard that
sort of
thing before.
Yeah, people don't know this stuff.
No.
You have to be a nutritionist.
Absolutely. How could you expect everyone to know this?
No, really? The only way to know it is to listen to a lot of alternative talk radio, and you run across stuff, and then you start searching on the web.
Well, even then, I mean, even then, only people like only certain people are going to be drawn to that kind of entertainment. Most people are looking for something, I guess, on the more entertaining side instead of.
I guess
of just
you call them truth. Maybe you'd call them truth seekers or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I think if you go to the produce section of your supermarket and you go to the the meat and poultry section, you try to stay away from those aisles so much, you'll be better off.
Yeah, because that's what I've heard a lot of nutritionists say. If you go around the outside of your grocery store, don't go down the middle.
Interesting. Nope.
Although pasteurization bothers me a little bit too, but
sure.
The way they I guess not so much pasteurization as the I don't like that, but they also reintroduce milk over and over again.
You know, it's interesting that I think it's kind of a good point that here we are in the year 2005 talking about enzymes and talking about all these little details about food. When I think that if we just get a little bit of perspective here, we can appreciate even the canned foods and the things that are down the aisle. I mean, I see where you guys are coming from, and I agree with it, but it's just kind of an example of how wealthy we are in this society.
Yes.
Like 100 years ago, 200 years ago, we didn't live beyond, what, 35, 45?
Well,
I mean,
I think that's largely a myth because of the vast, you know, the huge epidemics of flu and disease, but if you look at
ran the numbers down.
If then there was huge infant mortality rates.
Mm-hmm. But if you look at our presidents, our past presidents, most of them lived well into their 60s and 70s.
Or 80s, 90s.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's people that lived beyond 100 years ago, but it's not really talked about a lot. But I know, you know, if you go back 50 years, you can find people that chewed tobacco and hoed their tomatoes or potatoes. You know, they got out and worked hard.
They worked.
They smoked their own hand-rolled cigars and stuff, and they lived to be, you know, 102.
That's the difference is the working, getting out and using your body. Mike, thanks for calling. I'm glad to have you calling again.
Yeah, right. I hadn't heard from you in a while, man. Good to know you're still out there.
Still around.
Always full of some expertise. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Mike knows more.
In his little
minutia.
Finger.
We've got Scott, who comes in here on Friday nights to co-host the show, that knows all the trivia about pop culture and stuff like that. But as far as just if you need a factoid about anything else,
Mike's good for you.
That caller is the guy.
He knows lots of law.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of like a
he's got the Black's
layman.
Law Dictionary memorized or something like that. 1-800-259-9231, the food pyramid, cigarettes in cars possibly being banned. We're going to talk about that coming up. This is your show. You bring up whatever it is that you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. It's free. At freetalklive.com. So go grab them up and be sure to, as you scroll down through those archives, to check out some of the voting links that we have there, including podcastpickle.com. You should vote for us there. It's only a one-time vote with podcastpickle.com, and we're the number one show according to podcastpickle.com, which is cool. Thanks to you guys for voting.
We're the number one show at podcastalley.com also.
We are. As a matter of fact, you could, I was going to talk about them later on, but you can go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote at Podcast Alley.
We'd really like that.
We are number one there. We're gaining, finally, we're getting a bit of more of a lead on the number two show, and that's important.
By a bit more of a lead, you mean like 20 votes.
Right.
It was down to like
12
single edition,
right.
Single digits.
So it was close. It was a close call there, but you guys managed to pull it out. So
thank you, listeners.
If you haven't voted yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com.
We still need your help.
All right. So we're talking about flowers for mom. That's what we're talking about. Flowers for mom from theflowerplace.com. 1-866-355-0023. Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Yeah, it's really close, but...
It's not too late.
Yeah, it's not too late. You can go to the Flower Place. If you are like, oh my, holy crap, it's Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
and you forgot all about it, you can still go to theflowerplace.com. They will deliver it to her on Sunday, Mother's Day, and she'll be very happy, and you know it'll look great, and she'll think you're just the greatest child in the world.
And it doesn't matter if mom lives across town or across the world, because theflowerplace.com delivers to and from 185 countries worldwide, including, of course, the U.S. and Canada. So you need to go visit them now at theflowerplace.com. We actually had a couple people on our bulletin board system asking about a promo code. They were wondering if there was a Free Talk Live promo code, and there is not at the moment. What they're doing is they want to see if more people buy flowers this time out than last time out, because this time out they're advertising with Free Talk Live, and I guess last time out they weren't. So,
and the thing about a promo code is, if you're going to save money on the on the product by entering in the promo code, that means there is that much more of a cushion in the
right.
profit of the product. Well, theflowerplace.com doesn't have that cushion because they don't raise
their prices.
You know, their prices are low and at the cheapest in on the internet as it is. So. That's why there's no promo code. Everybody gets the promo code,
right.
more or less.
What I said to them, though, was that maybe we could work something out for the future. Like, if they continue advertising with Free Talk Live, we might be able to work out.
If they continue advertising with Free Talk Live, we'll cut their rates enough so that they can continue to go on annually and then offer a promo code.
Exactly. So there you go. So buy mom some flowers at theflowerplace.com. Cigarettes, smoking, in cars. We've been kind of had a health theme so far tonight. We don't have to stay on this. You can always, of course, call in and bring up what you want at 800-259-9231.
This isn't so much health as government control.
Okay.
Now, I don't like to read articles about what governments in other country governments are doing just because, you know, who cares?
But I think that this one in particular draws a parallel into, you know, like the road that we could be going down.
Well, yeah, I think it matters because governments certainly are capable of getting ideas from one another.
They certainly are. This is Berlin, Germany, obviously. Several German lawmakers want to ban smoking while driving, saying, it's hazardous. The dangers of causing an accident rise dramatically when you smoke and drive, says Peter Duckert, the ruling of the Social Democrats. Love the sound of that, don't you?
You could have put New York in place of Germany, and it really would have sounded just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. You could. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to take out the Social Democrats part.
Right.
I want a complete ban on smoking for drivers.
Wow.
Duckert and Katrina Reich of the opposition,
beat around the bush,
the Christian Democrats, told Germany's best-selling newspaper Bild, that they will push for legislation to outlaw smoking for drivers. Reich noted Parliament had passed a law outlawing the use of cell phones for drivers, which this is the point I'm really coming to.
Which
with the
I
cell
believe
phones.
New York has done, hasn't
I
it?
Believe at the state of New York, you cannot talk on your cell phone, but you can have a hands-free device. Now, cigarettes are just as much of a distraction as cell phones, she said. We need a new law banning them with fines. German Motoring Club said that eating chocolate bars bans fish sandwiches while driving is also dangerous.
Yes.
Now,
and changing the radio station.
Yeah, changing the radio station.
Which is why you should always leave it on Free Talk Live if you've got a local affiliate.
Cell phones, people don't like, I don't like when I see somebody do some dumb traffic move and they've got a cell phone jammed in their ear and they're jabbering away.
Mm-hmm.
It irritates the crap out of me.
Sure.
But I am just as guilty. I talk on the cell phone while I'm in the car. I certainly don't pull over. Sometimes I pull over, but I don't pull over every time. Sometimes I'll talk on the cell phone and drive. And I can see why people would want to legislate against it. And I'm not saying that I'm 100% against legislation of it, but I think that it's a slippery slope. And here's why. I think that, you know, for one, that if you do outlaw the cell phones or just the holding of it to your ear, I don't think that that makes it, statistically, it doesn't make much difference whether you have a hands-free device or whether you're holding it to your ear. There's not any, you know, well, my hand is near my ear, so I'm more distracted. None of that. If you're talking on the phone, you're paying attention to some extent to the conversation you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
There have been times when I've been on the interstate and just went right past my exit because I was... I probably had a headset, and I was just interacting with the caller that it was just, woo, just going on by where I need to go.
Well, and now the next thing could be cigarettes, or it could be eating fast food in the car, or it could be the radio. Because I'll tell you, I've had just as many close calls from looking down to punch the button to the radio and paying attention to the radio and then looking up, and bang, everything's changed.
Oh, absolutely.
Because... while talking on the cell phone distracts you, looking away from the road is even worse.
No doubt about it. And then the other one is like pretty girls on the side of the road. That's
pretty girls have to be responsible for I don't know how many deaths in the United States each year.
We got Lyle on the line. He wants to talk about food. Lyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. Back in the 50s and 60s when they come out with this food pyramid, I don't remember when.
Mm-hmm.
My dad took one look at it. My mother brought it home for the groceries. He took one look at it, went out the barn, got some cattle feed, and ripped the tag off, brought it in, and laid it down. He's, what's the government trying to do, fatten us up just like we do the cattle?
Why would he say that?
Because the food pyramid is the same setup as, you know, what they had with the wheat and bread and stuff on top and down. And that's exactly what the cattle feed had been to fatten them up.
You know, I've heard, somebody else made that point before on this show a while back, and it is a great point. Is it any coincidence, then, that Americans are fatter than they used to be, that Americans are fatter than the rest of the world? I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily is that because the Americans are following the food pyramid, because I don't think that most people do.
It's fast food, a lot of it.
Well, now, do you know
I agree with that.
In the early 90s, I don't know if you remember, but there was this big carb craze. They wanted, you could eat anything, you could eat all the carbs you wanted, but you couldn't eat, according to these diets, you could eat all the carbs you want, but you couldn't eat any fats, or very few fats, like 40 grams a day or something like that.
Yeah, the only thing is that people didn't realize they could eat the raw carbs, but not the cooked ones, you don't understand what I'm saying?
Well, according to these diets, you could have them raw or cooked, but I'm not sure what, you may be referring to something
Well, you know, that just brings up the point that what we are told is appropriate, what we are told is acceptable as far as consumption habits and the things that we should eat, are continuously in a state of flux. I mean, they have been changing. Oh, you can eat eggs. No, you can't eat eggs. You can eat eggs. You can't eat eggs. I mean, just a constantly new studies coming out contradicting one another, and it's just mind-boggling. What is the right answer, and who's to say that the government has picked the right choices this time out?
Yeah.
I personally don't trust them. Lyle, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
man.
Hang on a second.
Oh, you got about 5 seconds, Lyle.
This is something they don't say anything about, but the longest longevity people in the world is Japan.
Oh, and, thank you, Lyle. We got to run 800-259-9231. Eat more rice. What are you saying? This is Free Talk Live. Maybe fish.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's been a healthy hour here on Free Talk Live so far. Anything goes, so you can bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, 800-259-9231. Join us online as well at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their photograph. And actually, I've got a few new emails in the email box here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. One of them appears to be a Shrine submission, but I haven't opened it yet. So I don't know if it's going to be a good one or somebody's trying to fake us out again. And so it's kind of the fun of the Shrine. We've got women who are legitimate that really have sent pictures of themselves.
Right.
And then we have women who probably weren't even really women when they sent those pictures. Probably were just guys sending pictures. And we've outed them, and we found out that they're fakes. And so we've added them to our Hall of Shame section of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the most hit pages on freetalklive.com.
Absolutely.
And
I don't think it really matters whether they women are legitimate or not. There's a legitimate woman out there somewhere from this picture was taken of.
Oh, of course, but she wasn't sending her picture voluntarily to.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal. You know,
I don't think it's a big deal either, but I think it's a lot of fun to try and catch the fakers. And we let you participate as well. In fact, it's actually our listeners that have caught them.
Yeah.
We post the questionable picture on the site, and then we put a poll up there, and it's on the bulletin board system, so everybody can respond. They can write little notes about it. And eventually, somebody goes and digs up the original picture that somebody else modified. And it's fun. It's freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out. In Germany, they're thinking about banning. The Democrats in Germany want to ban smoking and driving.
Yes.
You will no longer be... They've already banned cell phone use.
Right. Now they're talking on the cell phone. Now,
right.
And I can understand where they're coming from.
I understand it, too.
I get it.
I don't agree with it.
I don't agree with it, but I don't agree with it from a principled point of view. Like, I think that people should be careful about talking on the cell phone in the car.
I think if you're going to ban something, as far as behavior on the road, you just need to ban just distracted driving. You need to ban... sure, we've got DUI here in this country, but what about DWT?
DWT?
Driving while tired. What about that one?
Oh.
Is there a law against that? No, there's not. But that's an epidemic in this country.
I've definitely been on long road trips and, kind of dozed off and, the little things at the side of the road woke me up.
Well, you're lucky you didn't doze off on the side, on a road where there was no thing.
Yeah, and you were just...
And you would have been into a sign pole or something like that. So that's a huge...
Sometimes I feel that way going home from the studio at night. At 10 o'clock at night, I'll be like... I'm tired and I'm thinking about getting to bed and.
Well, if you ever, of course, if you're a driver and you are feeling tired, the best thing you can possibly do for yourself is to pull over wherever you can, a rest stop or even if it has to be. If you're so tired and you're on the interstate, then pull over on the side of the road and just take a nap for 20 or 30 minutes.
I think the best explanation for that is gambling with your life. If you get tired and you're kind of drifting over and you've done that once, you're going to, turning up the volume on the radio and turning AC will have some effect. But the best thing to do is to get to the next hotel or motel and just give them their $30 or $40 and get the room and go to sleep.
That's if you're going on a trip. I mean, that's if you're going on a long-term trip. But if you're just going, I have experienced this when I was going to college, I was just going across town, and I've experienced this because I was up late. I was working two or three jobs, going to college as well, and I noticed that I dozed for a moment while I was driving, and I didn't take this advice, which I should have. It's not going to be the end of the world if you get somewhere 20 minutes late. If you're 30 minutes late, if you can pull over to the side of the road and just doze for a little while, it'll be enough to get you to take that edge off, to take that edge of just total sleepiness off, and it'll allow you to complete your trip, your short destination trip to where you're going. Sure, you're 20 minutes late, but you showed up alive instead of having to have someone call in because you're in an ambulance.
That's the reason that I like talk radio better than music radio. You can tune out music much easier. Your brain can tune out the music much easier than it can the talking. You get caught up in the conversation of what they're talking about. And
I like that. Free Talk Live, keeping drivers alive around the world, around the country.
So... I guess that the point that I'm trying to make on this is I don't like the idea of banning cell phones, or I don't like the idea of banning cigarette smoking in cars, because I'm afraid of all the other things they can ban. I think that if you run down this road any distance, then you can say that distractions while driving are very dangerous, and we need a national law that says that cars now need to be built with a soundproof barrier chamber
around
for
the driver
so that they can't be distracted by kids in the back seat.
That's got to be another big one.
Yeah.
For parents,
the kids in the back seat are huge,
right?
Because you got to lean them, you got to turn around, so you have your hand kind of draws the wheel over a little farther, that's got to be the worst. I don't know. I mean, it's a dangerous road.
Well, plus the other side of this dangerous road that you're talking about is here in the state of Florida. I believe that they have just made driving without a seatbelt on a primary offense. Which means you can be pulled over for not having your seatbelt on.
It
used to be that if you got pulled over for a speeding ticket and you didn't have your seatbelt on, they'd ticket you for that as well.
Right.
But they couldn't pull you over for it.
Right.
So this is kind of another big plus for police departments in that if they spot you with a cell phone in your hand or a cigarette in your mouth, which, by the way, I'm not a cigarette smoker, but my fiance used to be, and that was her thing, was smoking in the car.
Right.
That's where she smoked. I mean, there's a lot of people that smoke cigarettes in their car. So this is going to be, not only is it...
My ex-fiancé,
too. Sure, they come at it from a, oh, it's for your own good perspective, but it's also for the good of the police department, because then they get to ticket you for smoking in your car or having your, you know, having your cell phone to your head. But the other bonus is, if it's a primary offense, that means they get to pull you over and harass you in general just for having that cell phone up or that cigarette up to your mouth. That's the real problem. It gives the police yet another way to harass the general public. Oh, I see you're on your cell phone. You got anything to hide? Can we search your car? Is that what you want on the way to work? As you were just talking to, you know, calling in because you were late or something like that? 800-259-9231. This is 9231 at 3 Talk Live. Coming back with more.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're here. It's the Thursday night edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. And check out the updates. Sign up for the updates real quick. It's real easy. We'll send you emails whenever there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate that we've gotten or maybe a new Shriner on the website or something like that. So
important stuff that you need to know.
Yes. Sign up right away. FreeTalkLive.com. All right. So we've talked about cigarettes. We talked about cell phones, driving, the food pyramid. Here's something completely unrelated. A Deerfield Beach baseball coach was arrested late Tuesday on charges of having sexual relations with a 15-year-old girl. Andrew Mark Schaefer, age 23, was arrested after the girl's mother brought the allegations to investigators, said police spokesman so-and-so. Schaefer was charged with lewd or lascivious battery on an underage victim. Now, here's the kicker, Manlich.
Okay.
It happened that, these two individuals, the coach and student, were from a Lutheran Christian school.
Okay.
Zion Lutheran Christian School in Deerfield Beach. Just more proof that just because people slap the Jesus fish on their car doesn't mean that they're necessarily a good person, right?
I guess.
Before he was fired after rumors of the sexual incident made their way around campus, the girl is a student at the private Christian school. Schaefer and two other baseball coaches met at the school, met the girl and one of her friends last week at a charity event. They later went to dinner, and the girls went to one of the coaches' homes in Boca Raton. After a few hours, three of the coaches and two teen girls went to a bar, where the men managed to convince the bouncer to let them all in. Now, really, a 15-year-old girl? I mean, I've seen some mature-looking teenage girls, but are there really very many of them that look 21?
I can't imagine.
That's a tough, tough job to pull off. Especially an innocent little Christian girl, right? How could she possibly manage to look 21?
I don't think that matters.
Well, apparently once inside, one of the coaches then bought one of the young girls a beer. Then they all went back to the Boca Raton home where Schaefer and the 15-year-old were left alone to watch a movie together. It was during this time that the two engaged in sexual conduct. Where were her parents?
Well, I really have to ask that same question.
Yeah.
I mean, why was a 15-year-old girl out this late?
Right. They were at a charity event together, which sounds kind of like they were at maybe a school event of some sort, like a school charity event.
Could have been.
Why else would they have happened to have both been at the, you know, at the same charity event? It must have been.
I'll tell you, teenagers are slippery, though. They're damn difficult to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I guess
completely.
So. Well, anyway, the school headmaster says he was disappointed with the coaches and that the school took appropriate action, which I think means he was fired.
He was canned.
Which is a good thing, because if he was working for the government, he probably would just get demoted to janitor or something like that.
I don't think so.
You'd be surprised, man, which these government employees just don't get, they just don't get fired. You can be a murderer and not get fired by the government. We've seen it. Remember that cop that shot the head off of a dog at point-blank range?
I don't think that's really murder.
That's murder. That dog was a happy, playful little puppy, and that police officer decapitated it with a shotgun blast. And he got, I think, reassigned to a different division after he had some time off with pay, of course. Suspension with pay, which is what usually happens. So I guess the story came out the right way, unfortunately. Just be careful, parents, with your kids. You know, keep an eye on them. Find out what they're doing. Don't let them go to bars and the homes of their softball coaches. It's probably not going to turn out to be a study session. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Junk science. Textbooks with just total crap in them. We've touched on government school textbooks before. You won't believe this stuff. Free Talk Live.
If you're